insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 36th verse of this surah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَارْجُوا الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ
And to Madian we sent their brother Shu'aib. And he said, O my people, worship Allah and expect the last day, and do not commit abuse on the earth, spreading corruption.
So, dear listeners, now that you have listened to this 36th verse, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا, and you were probably with us in the previous episodes, we mentioned that the story of Lut was how it was unfolded, actually. And now, next to the story of Lut and his people, the stories of other people, such as the people of Shu'aib, the people of Ad and Thamud also, also the story of Qarun and Pharaoh come forth. So, at first, in this 36th verse, the Almighty Allah says, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا And to Madian, we did send their brother Shu'aib. We might have mentioned this repeatedly before. The application of the word brother is very important. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا What does this word denote? This word brother refers to the utmost love and affection of these prophets unto their people, and it shows the lack of seeking domination over them. These prophets had often relation with their people too, so it was as if this prophet was coming from the very people themselves. They had probably lived among their people. Everybody somehow knew who their prophet was, and they felt he's like a brother to them. That's how the prophets were, and that's how actually we must be if we are trying to get close to the nation. Anyway, Madian, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا The word Madian, Madian is a city in the west-south of Jordan, which is called Mu'an today. And it is located in the east of Aqaba Gulf, where Shu'aib and his people actually lived in that time. Now, like other great divine prophets, Shu'aib began his invitation from belief in origin and resurrection, which are the foundation of any divine religion. So the verse continues, فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمُ He said, O my people, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَرْجُ الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ Worship Allah, and look you for the last day. So why does this prophet start his actually invitation from this actually standpoint? It says, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ Worship Allah, وَرْجُ الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ Belief in origin causes man to feel constant observation from the side of Allah, upon his deeds. And belief in resurrection, actually, ورجو اليوم الآخر, this causes the man of the great court where everything of man will be dealt with entirely. So belief in these two great principles will certainly have an extraordinary effect in training and improvement of man. And that's an important point. So, brothers and sisters, regarding this 36th verse, we said that we are actually going to the story of other people, such as people of Shu'aib, Ad, Thamud, and Qarun, etc. So, after the story of Lut came forth this story. Now, we said that Prophet Shu'aib started, يَا قَوْمْ عُبَدُ اللَّهِ وَرْجُ الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Believe in Allah, worship Allah, and look for the last day. Now, we understand that monotheism and resurrection are at the top of the godly invitation of the divine prophets. And if you see any kind of prophet that is not in the very first place, first and foremost, inviting to Allah, monotheism and resurrection, you can come to the conclusion that he is not actually a prophet and is only claiming to have prophetic aspects. The servitude unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the belief in origin and resurrection both are the same preparation for separation from corruption. Because continuing it, وَرْجُ الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, and look for the last day, it says, وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, and do not act corruptly in the land making mischief. Now, this is the third command of Shu'aib. This is an inclusive, practical order which envelops all social programs. So, do not act corruptly in the land making mischief. Now, لَا تَعْلُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. The word corruption has a very vast meaning, and it actually encompasses any kind of vice, disturbance, destruction, maybe deviation and transgression. And the opposite point to it is righteousness and reconciliation in the concept of which the whole constructive programs are gathered. So these aspects that we mentioned, these multidimensional, actually instructive points covering ifsad and mufsid and standing in the opposite side of it would make it for us actually clear that these are the results of belief in Allah and belief in resurrection. The Quranic term وَلَا تَعْلُوا is derived from عَال in the meaning of to make mischief. So the difference with that is that this meaning is mostly used in relation of ethical corruption. So actually mentioning the Quranic word مُفْسِدِين after it is for emphasis. Now I think we are done with this 36th verse, and we'll be moving on to the next, continuing this story of the Prophet later on. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. And that's when faith begins.